In Act 3, we find Edgardo living in the ruined tower of Wolf's Crag. It's truly a dark and stormy night, the evening of the wedding celebration. "This night is horrible," murmurs Edgardo, "like my destiny." Suddenly he hears a horse's hoofbeats approaching, and he wonders who could be coming to see him on a night like this. Surprise, it's Enrico. "It's death to you to come here," says Edgardo. "The ghost of my father still breathes here." Enrico's longing for vengeance has brought him through the wind and rain to confront Edgardo. The Ashton relatives were ready to kill Edgardo, but Enrico insisted on doing it alone. To that, Edgardo replies, "On my father's ashes, I swore that I would kill you." Enrico declares that the two of them will meet in the graveyard of the Ravenswoods at dawn. They each predict revenge. Storms and thunder won't be as terrifying as the rage burning in their hearts. Here's the conclusion of their duet. The depiction in bel canto terms of two forceful, combative men competing in both their desire for revenge and in their vocal strength. It anticipates the vocal power and thrust that the same sort of episode would call for in the early and middle period operas of Verdi. This scene really challenges the lyric tenor who's singing Edgardo, and he has to sing it with enough voice and reserve to manage the demanding tomb scene that's coming up at the end of the opera. In the second scene of the act, the wedding feast is in full swing, but suddenly it's halted by Raimondo, who rushes in, shaken with horror. He explains that something terrible has happened. A cry was heard, the sound of a dying man. It came from Lucia and Arturo's apartment. Raimondo rushed there and saw Arturo on the floor, covered with blood. Lucia was holding Arturo's dagger. She looked at Raimondo and asked, "Il mio sposo, dove?" My husband, where is he? And suddenly she smiled. Clearly she had gone mad. Raimondo's dignified, melancholy solo needs not just the grave beauty of the basso cantante sound, but the singer's ability to function as a truly vivid storyteller. Joined by Raimondo, everyone expresses their response to this dreadful news. They're not praying for Arturo or Lucia. Instead, they're frightened for themselves. What a terrible thing to happen. It oppresses us all with somber dread. It's marvelous when this chorus is genuinely hushed and muted throughout, as if the guests are almost afraid to utter a sound. As with similar moments in other bel canto operas, and even in some of Verdi's, it's sung in a major rather than a minor key. You'll notice that there's no significant break between the end of Raimondo's aria and the beginning of the chorus. Clearly, this isn't a moment that Donizetti intended for applause. He wanted dramatic continuity to be maintained. Let's go from the middle of the aria into the beginning of the chorus.
Sorriso amore.
Now Lucia enters the hall in her nightgown, looking very ghost-like. This is the beginning of the mad scene. Of the many famous bel canto mad scenes, Lucia's is the most celebrated, and justifiably so. It's a genuinely harrowing depiction of a young woman whose life has gone totally awry and is retreating into a happier world of her own. She says she heard the sweet sound of his voice, Edgardo's voice. She believes herself restored to him. She imagines that she's near the fountain and asks him to sit beside her. Sopranos generally sing the opening of this scene with a feeling of innocence and with gentle, shimmering sound. The singer knows she has a lot of music ahead in this scene, so she can't give everything early on, but luckily she doesn't have to. Much of the first half of the mad scene is quite intimate. She imagines finding refuge with Edgardo by the fountain. She's serene until suddenly we have the most dramatic moment of her entire role, vocally and in the characterization itself. Remember when Lucia described seeing the ghost of the girl who died in the fountain? Now she thinks that ghost is trying to separate her from Edgardo. Sorge il tremendo fantasma e ne separa. But then she's calm again. She and her imaginary Edgardo hide at the foot of a rose-covered altar. She asks him if he hears the wedding hymn. She's about to marry Edgardo. I'll play you this whole sequence. You'll hear that just before Lucia sings about the fantasma, the orchestra poignantly echoes the love theme from Act One. Now Lucia imagines the incense, the holy candles, the minister. This leads into what is potentially the most profoundly moving moment of the opera. Lucia sings to her Edgardo, Al fin son tua, al fin sei mio. At last I'm yours, at last you're mine. There's ecstasy, but it's quiet ecstasy, mixed with sheer emotional exhaustion. Donizetti sets the words in an absolutely stark, simple melodic line. For well over a century, it's been traditional at this point for the soprano to insert a cadenza accompanied by the flute. The challenge here is always to stay in character so that the opera doesn't suddenly turn into mere vocal acrobatics. There have been all sorts of variations for this cadenza over the decades. Usually the love theme is somehow incorporated into it. There are sometimes echo effects, and often a final trill followed by a leap to high E flat. None of this is in the score, but Donizetti would no doubt have expected that any truly musicianly Lucia would have been able to create a cadenza herself, tailored to her own vocal strengths. Here's a portion of the cadenza Edita Gruborova has chosen for this recording. And Enrico arrives. He's appalled, and he's about to seize Lucia in order to punish her for the murder, but Raimondo stops him. Don't you see the condition she's in? Lucia looks at her brother and suddenly believes him to be Edgardo. Don't look so angry, she implores him. Yes, I signed the paper, but I was a victim of a cruel brother. I always loved you, Edgardo, and I love you still. Everyone begs for God's mercy on her, and now she launches into the final section of the mad scene, singing to her Edgardo, spread bitter tears over my earthly remains while I pray for you in heaven. Only your arrival there will make heaven beautiful to me. The sweetness of this music makes it all the more overwhelming dramatically as the silvery voice flies through rapid scales and a difficult sequence of trills. Of course, it all has to be executed with the elegance that exemplifies bel canto style, but at the same time, the soprano can't let go of her characterization. Through the glorious singing, she's still playing an emotionally unhinged young woman who we know will never recover from this disaster. After Enrico orders Elisa to lead Lucia away and asks Raimondo to watch over her, he leaves, completely distraught. Raimondo now turns on Normanno. You're the one who started all this. You're the cause of blood being spilled, and God's already passing sentence on you. Now get you gone and tremble. In most productions, this short episode is cut. Musically, it's not that interesting, but it's extremely important dramatically and should always be included. The final scene takes us to the graveyard of the Ravenswood family. It's almost dawn, and Edgardo is waiting for Enrico to appear for their duel. Edgardo asks his ancestors to welcome him to what will be his own last resting place. He's going to let Enrico kill him, since life means nothing to him without Lucia. He imagines her happily enjoying this night of celebration with her husband at her side. You, with your heart full of joy, he sings, and I with mine so full of death. Most of this recitative is sung a cappella, which allows us a chance to concentrate on Edgardo's mood and his deeply felt words. He goes from outrage to misery and total vulnerability. Ingrata donna,
Io mi struggo in disperato pianto, tu ridi esulti accanto al felice consorte. Tu delle gioie in seno, tu
Now Edgardo begins his reflective aria. These tombs will be his refuge, where no tears will be shed for him. He'll never find comfort, and he hopes Lucia will never pass by with her husband. Rispetta almen le ceneri di chi moria per te. Respect at least the remains of the man who died for you. This may not seem an especially high aria, but it's challenging because of where it sits in the voice. Right in the passaggio, that tricky transition area between the middle and the upper range. The late Alfredo Kraus was a masterful technician and performed this aria effortlessly. Lammermoor Castle's retainers appear, lamenting the fate of a girl who will not see this new day dawn. When Edgardo hears that the girl is Lucia, he's horrified. The men explain that she went mad, and now she's sighing for him in her dying moments. He's desperate to see her, but Raimondo appears to announce that she's in heaven. In despair, Edgardo sings the opera's final solo. You who have spread your wings to heaven, turn toward me in serenity and calm. May God in heaven unite us. He suddenly takes his dagger and stabs himself. What have you done? Whispers Raimondo in horror. Edgardo sings his last broken phrases as his energy ebbs away. How poignantly Donizetti achieves this, with a voice carried along by the somber support of the solo cello. Edgardo summons up his final strength to sing again, Ne congiunga il nume in ciel. May God in heaven unite us.
Thank you.
The Lyric Opera of Chicago is grateful to EMI Classics for permission to use the excerpts heard in this commentary. Thank you for listening.